So I would trust that you had a wonderful day.
Yes.
Learn you this day?
Yes.
Now, should we say then that what you're about to do is paganistic?
Yes.
It is. But that name, as it were, was given by the simple people's persecutors. Everyone was called this that had a love of life, whether it was a respect for the tree or for birds, a respect for the earth, celebrated that which is termed the equinoxes, celebrated that which is termed Midsummer's Eve, the dance of abundance, the dance of magnetic life. Those who knew the truth were able to garnish from the earth that which is termed its powerful energy and give thanks for the abundance of life. And therefore, they were always taken care of because they understood the truth. Moreover, they understood a science. They were hunted and persecuted for centuries because they threatened the very fabric of socialized religion. Because socialized religion says that the devil is the ruler of the earth. Not so. So what was this supposed to mean? This was a rite, if you will, of initiates who, as a regular part of their training, were taught to become greater things in life than their narrow-mindedness. And the narrow-mindedness was the inability to exist without analogical mind. So the training was absolute. The training was that their teachers encouraged them to become certain things to celebrate life. And just as you are learning, they had to learn on a material plane. They had to understand that they had to have a knowledge about this plane before they could supersede it. And they all did. So dancing the right of a hind, or dancing the right of a tree, or dancing the right of a steed, or dancing the right of a flower, that is vitally important because you are dancing the right of God, which is everything. Now, you begin to understand where some of your holidays came from, where some of your rituals come from, but they are empty. They have no truth behind them. They have no deep knowledge behind them. They have no purpose behind them. But what you're going to do tonight, and what you've been preparing for all day, is to lose the constriction, the rigidity of this, and give it all up to become something else so that you could have the mind of something else. Now, fragments of this rite still exist today in primitive people. They cure themselves, they have far vision, they have long thoughts, and for the most part, they have good lives. And some of them are even disease-free. But their special people have the right and the ability to see through a hawk's eye, or to have the long thought of a tree, or the wisdom. They still possess it today, but they are called backwards. They are uncivilized, which means they haven't been introduced to aspirin. It is the truth. Now, when I told you that we had a small dilemma about introducing you to greater dimensions, small dilemma was is that you had never really lived. You can recognize these things that you have on because you've memorized them, but you've never experienced them. So the dance tonight is the beginning, we would desire, of breaking down the rigidity of an altered ego that insists that it's all there is, and allowing yourself through the throb and the pulse of life to transcend it all, to suddenly be caught up in what you are, and so much so caught up that you go analogical and you understand. So when this night's finished, you'll be a deeper, wiser, more elastic entity. Now, to know absolutely about any one thing is to be it analogically. To study it binary never gives you the science. To go analogical with it is to give you everything. So, in order to fulfill the mandate of experience, this is where we begin. Once you dance this dance, you will have had an added dimension to yourself. The dimension that you can be something other than what you think you are. And that consciousness is that elastic that it can be anything once proper focus has been applied. So, my beloved people, what can you gain being a tree? You will always be able to communicate with them. They'll respond to your touch, and you will respond to theirs. They will shade you. They will bear fruit for you. You can say you have a kindredness with them. So what about flowers? The same. They'll bloom especially well for you because you have a magnetic resonance towards them. A kinship. You can say, I have been of your house. I have been of your seed. I have been of your nectar. And what of it if the void and starry midnight blue? You can say, indeed, I have been of you. So I fear not being nothing. I look forward to being everything. There is a kinship for you. You who go deep into consciousness will find that your falling into it won't be such a dread, that it will be a familiar place. When you dance the dance of midnight blue, you have a kinship with it. And what else are you? Steeds and deer and cattle and beautiful women and butterflies. You're going to develop a kinship to that which you dance to tonight. If you give up yourself and dance properly, you will find that these things will manifest in your life straight away. You will find that the more you become analogical and the more adventures you take in life, the more kindred life will become to you. Get it?